So
that's the table or the
trap. Yeah, let's see.
That's the Nijiha. This sample that in their what they distribute that's a little thinner are the larger sheets that is the one that is the base bid.
Yeah, it's a concrete composite fiber type panel, but made pretty much the same way. They're both, yeah. Architecturally, whenever you're using one of these products, we always bid the other guy against them, so the two are always locking horns. So, the Hardy Plank offers a 30-year warranty. The Nijiha is 15 years, so that's another thing that we'll look at, too, as we get into that. There's a 30-year warranty on the Hardy Plank, which is in your base bid. The Nijiha, which is more expensive, has a 15-year limited warranty. So
that's something I wanted to talk about when it comes to the roof and the extra $22,000 to get the extra 10 years on the roof. Do we really feel like we've done a study to see if this building is even going to hold up for 20 years? And why? Because I'm thinking if we're going to look at all the different rooms that are out of compliance in this building, do we need to jump to 30 or do we just stay at 20 because there's so many non-compliant things?
We don't have to decide that today, but we did put that in the as an alternate in the bid so that you can make that choice at the time. But if you recall the last time I reported this when we were moving forward, I told you we were looking at a 20-year plan. Since we were only doing it as a maintenance and we weren't doing it as a remodel, the presumption was it was a 20-year plan. And I specifically, I think, said at the meeting that 15 years out, you're going to do your is when you should start doing your facility needs analysis. So by year 17, 18, you're picking an architect and you get ready and you plan because your roof, your new HVAC, you know, you have other systems that are all sort of going to start needing major rework by then.
I would suggest 10 years out you start doing your needs facility plan.
You absolutely could start any point sooner, but. So in a base bid, I didn't want a 30-year roof when we were already pushing budget limits. We wanted the 20-year roof in the base. And when you get that back, if you decide that the difference is small enough, you want that added cushion, you can decide when we get to that point of awarding contracts.
I'm looking at how outdated some of the stuff is in the bathrooms and you know, some of the lighting issues and the handicap asbestos in the building, and I'm thinking, we don't want to really add on more, like, you know, 22,000 to a 30-year roof when we could be looking at a lot of needs to so we get that. I don't think we want to consider that.
Let's see, another alternate that we're looking at is a metal panel. That would be the most expensive of the alternates. I think as you go into your budget, that's probably, I think what we're looking at, $150,000 type increase. Again, these are schematic budget numbers. That starts giving you a feel for it's like three times the cost of the Hardy Plank. Again, it's a great product, but we're going through a maintenance type exercise to replace the wood panel that's here. So the our recommendation right now is with the Hardy Plank.
How much labor is in cutting?
Yeah.
You have to rip one of these and cut one. And
But however, it's the most common used in residential multifamily housing and stuff like that. Hardy Plank's real common. You see it more in a siding type. So that's next tier down from this commercial flat panel mill looking type one. But that's also a Hardy type. So, I mean, the trays are, you said, it's designed for the trays to be economical and stuff. So. Okay, here we just got some sections that we're going through some studies. We can probably go beyond that one right now.
Wait, back up.
Oh, okay,
you need to raise the...
the pyramid? Okay, or the copy and stuff like that?
I believe it does raise by about 4 inches due to the added increase in insulation so that there's still enough drop so the flow works in the roofing correctly. I'm sure I said that all wrong, but I think they got it right.
Yeah, there's like the whole thing. It's all part of the roof system coming over the top and coming down the face, so it's a whole envelope that we're treating on the top of the building. Okay, and here's a base bid. We're showing again the two canopies that we have here in the plan. You're going to see down in the bottom right is actually a little rendering that we put together of what that canopy could look like, and that's within your budget. We're going to show you some other ones that we're bidding on there. I know it's disappointing. This one.
I have a comment about that.
Okay, sure.
That one. Mm-hmm. why would you take a board and hang it off a building with structural supports like that that looks like it speaks failure when the current structure of granted, the current structure that's out there needs work and everything, but it looks far better than that thing hanging with some cables. I mean, to me, it speaks to, hey, let's go with the more expensive one right away, because obviously that looks horrible. So, I mean, that just makes everyone want to go for the $220,000.
No, it's actually, they're all metal canopies. They're actually designed the same way. This one doesn't have the support underneath of the vestibule where we can have some steel structural tubes into it. So what you're looking at is not necessarily cable. It's more of a rod system that we showed on there. But it's all addressed to be aesthetic. And we can show you some examples of that. And you'll
that's
see it.
That's not aesthetically appealing at all. I can just see snow building up and the weight of that thing. But
I mean, it's not going to fail. I mean, that's our job. We can't have that collapse and stuff. We got a good structural engineering company. That's Pierce Engineering that has that all sized up. We make sure it's fastened into the building. I mean, nobody wants it to collapse.
Do you think that looks attractive?
What's that?
Do you think that looks attractive?
Well, no, I naturally like the other ones, but I'm not trying to bait you. I'm showing you what's within your budget, the 1.7.
And
so
that was the only thing you could design that was within our budget? Was that?
A very simple canopy. I mean, it's a metal canopy with detail well and stuff like that, but from a design standpoint.
If you put something out like that mm-hmm. and say that's within your budget and don't offer us any other options within our budget, we're obviously going to be looking at the $220,000 one.
Okay.
You know, really. There has to be other more designs that would look much better than that within our budget. Really.
Okay, for the record, the aldermen were all invited to attend all of these meetings and provide their in advance of what you see today.
Okay.
How many aldermen showed up at these meetings?
Alderman Barber.
Okay.
He's retired.
So,
and as promised, I'm nowhere near this project. Right?
If I
was able to attend the phase one meetings, that same invitation open?
Mike.
I was able to attend the phase one meetings. Is that same invitation to the aldermen going to be open for phase two as we move into that?
Yes, there aren't as many meetings because phase two is largely them doing the construction design. So there's fewer meetings within that.
And as we got to this point, too, you guys had a really good sub-building committee that was made up of, I think it was two or three retired architects, right. You know, very well respected and stuff, and who, you know, we worked together with them to come up with these, you know, these ideas and stuff like that. So, you know, maybe the rendering doesn't pull it off. I know, Kristen,
you already know what your statement is, Mayor. They don't want to come home.
There's people in here we're in the middle of all kinds of conspiracy theories in this community.
Okay.
Generated for whatever political purpose, I have no clue. But it needs to be known that I have nothing to do with this project. It's not the project that I feel is of value to the city. To me, it's a waste of money. Because if you're going to put this kind of money into just maintenance, you're wasting it because you're going to have to knock this building down before that.
That's why I think the chief, Your Honor, that's why I think, you know, the chief is base one. I wouldn't spend a penny more over budget. We got about 10 minutes left.
Yeah,
I'm going to vote no on this. I've got about 10 minutes left, so if we want to get it done by then, that's fine. You know where I stand.
We're already over budget with what we budget for, because the motion is $1,775,000. Toward the City Hall roof, HVAC, and fascia wood replacement project. And the remaining funds should go for building security and public safety needs or as appropriate. So we're over the budget already, and this didn't say come up with alternative designs or anything, which, once again, this is how we got to this place in the first place. Mm-hmm. You give us something, then you show us the alternate design upgrade, and now we got another upgrade mm-hmm. in this packet. So how come we just don't stick with what a motion is? Fix the roof, fix the HVAC, replace the ugly boards, and start
trying to
go for the upgrades.
Mr. Liberta, then Alderman Parker.
So, when the architect was ultimately hired and we gave him the instruction to move forward and we worked out the contract, the instructions I was given, and I sat here and and put the two different pictures and said, if we have $1,775,000, we think you're going to end up with something between here and here. So the instruction is to see what can we get that solves these three problems and addresses a front entrance, whether it's a base bid or something more, and stay within budget. So we have estimators now who have thought what this will be. We're guessing what we think the market will be. So if I went to bid with only one picture and we got a very competitive bid that came in at $1,490,000, and you guys said, well, now we're just going to put the rest and we have to live with this ugly friend, that's why we're doing alternatives, so that we can get all the information and make that decision then as to what fits in the budget. Because I've sat here for 12 years and in other jobs for 20 before that, and never once has a bid came in precisely at the budget. They're more or they're less. And so we've come up with a strategy identifying the minimum that when you take out the contingency, just fits the budget. You really can't do anything more. The only way to get anything less and still be in the budget is probably to take off the canopies at the two front doors. This is a standard design. I've seen it all over. It gets rid of the uglier ones we have now. And so this was the base. And I hope that we're slightly off and we get a competitive bid and that one of the other alternatives can spruce it up a little. But it is not the project that was originally conceived with a potential $500,000, you know, enhanced foyer and lobby. This is the base, and when we bring the contract back to you and the bids back to you, you'll be able to decide whether the budget has any room for more. But I don't want to only do a base and get a really good price and you not have had the option to at least put a little better, nicer looking overhang, or even add the foyer area to it. Because
you get what you pay for, frankly. We all know that.
So that's why we're pricing it out this way, not because of a secret plan for everybody to approve more. We've got a maintenance project. However this ends up, even the best enhancement they've suggested, their estimator says that's a $220,000 difference estimated from the about $1.8 million project. So it's a small piece. The project is replace the fascia, replace the roof, replace the HVAC. Everything else is, little bits and pieces beyond that. You know, now, frankly, I'll tell you right now, and so if you want to call it a conspiracy later, go ahead. If the bids come in right at that, and we're at $1,775,000, and for $200,000 extra, you can get a foyer that looks like that, I'm going to probably recommend as your director of administration and having to maintain it and walk in these doors for 20 years, you probably want to spend $220,000 for a 20-year look that looks like that. That's not much every year. Should you have wanted something more? We're long past that. But that small bit, one-ninth added cost to live with it till the building's ready to be plowed under, or as the mayor said before, take a bobcat through the front door, I'll probably recommend that, even though some of you may not want to hear it, but for that little marginal difference, we may want to consider something like that. But tonight, we don't even have to think about that. It's just, do we bother even getting the price? Since we don't know exactly how competitive it would be, we should get our base, we should get our alternate, we should get our alternate two, and we should just move forward with directions so they can draw these up and we can get it bid. There's more of a presentation if you'd like to walk through some more of these, but
more on this.
It sounds like you've got it pretty laid out.
I have to comment now. Next.
Go ahead.
In the meetings that I've attended, the entire structure was based on $1,775,000. We're looking for some possible options that could put us within that number and still be aesthetically different than what you've seen. That's where you come into whether you're hanging from hooks or not. Those options were kind of like, well, give us some different thoughts on it, knowing that there is that number. So, I mean, we've looked at it. I think most of the increases right now that we're committing to is having to do with the roof and the air conditioning. That's where your increases are. And if you're going to do that, you're going to have that same increase for any project that you're going to be doing. So I'm looking at that number as being a number that might have to go up just based upon the fact that there's more cost that we didn't know about, and it could have been related to the fact that we've waited years to get to the roof and the HVAC systems, and now we have to bring it up to code. So that's where I'm at with supporting those kind of increases, and we'll wait to see what phase two brings us in the estimates and what options might be available.
Thank you for being at those meetings. Is that it?
I think so. Here's a closer view of, I think this is the base.
Base. Yes.
And then that shows them the full perspective. And you can, this angle shows you how the larger panel system works on the top. And the color patterns are decided, I understand, later in the process because it doesn't affect the price.
Is there a motion for acceptance of the signed development report from Quorum Architects for the City Hall Roof HVAC Phase 2 replacement project authorization to proceed to Phase 2 of the project development of construction?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
No.
Aye.
No.
Madam Clerk?
Alderman Andrew.
No.
I'm sorry.
No. No.
Alderman Mayer?
Yes.
Alderwoman Wilhelm?
Hi.
Alderman Taylor?
What do you think? No.
Alderman Barber?
What do you think? Aye.
Boondoggle. King of the boondoggle.
I've never asked my opinion so many times. Alderman Nelson?
Aye.
What do you
think?
Motion carries. 4 ayes, 2 noes, no absent, no abstentions. Move on to item H1, licenses.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
What page is this?
Thank you. Four.
Okay.
16.
All right. Motion directs. There's two motions. Motion direct staff to return the common council recommendation for creation of a TID overlay district along with the boundaries and cost estimates for professional services related
Thanks,
to
guys.
Overlay. Yep, in May.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Let's try it again. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Closer. Any opposed? Motion carries. All in favor.
So moved on the second motion.
Same.
Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. H1.
Thank you.
All our motion for all to be approved.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item I1, vouchers in favor. Is there a motion approving city vouchers with an ending date of March 14, 2019, the amount of $1,064,146.67 and payroll dated March 15, 2019? The amount of $387,271.69 in payments for various payroll deductions and the amount of $223,385.32 plus city matching payments and estimated payroll of March 29th, 2019 and the amount of estimated at $400,000 and payments for various payroll deductions estimated at $397,000 plus city matching payments, property tax refunds and investments with an ending date of March 14th, 2019 the amount of $5,299.33 and the release of payment to miscellaneous vendors in the amount of $35,086.52.
Motion to
approve.
Second.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Danville.
Aye.
Motion carries. 6 ayes, no noes, no abstentions. Motion adjourned.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.